Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. Padres won a game last night, but the big story, what's going on in the dugout? Conflicting reports about the status of manager Bud Black. Black, through sources, have indicated he's been told he and his entire coaching staff, including the hitting coaches, will be brought to serve out the final year of their contracts next season. At this point, does not appear they would get any type of contract extension unless the team were to make the playoffs. But that goes against what a couple of national columnists are writing. Peter Gammons and Ken Rosenthal both reported this week there are internal discussions in the Padre organization to make a complete clean sweep in the dugout of the manager and the coaches. On the field, Padres beat the Philadelphia Phillies 7-3 last night. Alexi Amarista hit another home run, as did Will Venable. Padres have won 3 of 4. Padres get the Giants tonight. San Francisco in the fight of their life to try to get to first place in the National League West. The Giants are just 2.5 back of the suddenly struggling Dodgers. Odrey Despaigne, the Cuban right-hander, 3-7, will start against Tim Hudson tonight. Dodgers finally won a game in Chicago. The day after they gave up 16 runs, they came back and beat the Cubs 8-4. L.A. scored 5 runs in the 7th in the come-from-behind win. Dodgers, Cubs, Clayton Kershaw goes for his 20th win tonight. He's the only one of their starters doing anything consistently. Angels rested their starters after clinching the American League West. They wound up losing to Seattle 3-0. Logan Morrison hit a 3-run home run in the 9th inning. Angels, though, have a big setback. They had to shut down slugger Josh Hamilton last night. Severe pain from what appears to be a ribcage injury. Halos open a weekend series in Anaheim against Texas. Big showdown series starts tonight. Biggest baseball game they played in Kansas City since 1989. The Detroit Tigers take on the Royals. Tigers have a half-game lead over Kansas City in the battle for the National League Central Division race. Weird press conference in Texas. Ron Washington, who quit 10 days ago without explanation, manager of the Texas Rangers, held a 3-minute press conference in which he said he resigned because he committed adultery against his wife and then got up and walked out, did not answer any questions. Walt Weiss, Colorado Rockies besieged manager, says he's not walking out, says he will not quit despite a disastrous season. In football, the Chargers, heavy-duty workout today. Get on a plane, go to Buffalo for the early 10 a.m. game on Sunday. This will not be easy. The Bills are 2-0 and playing really well. And to complicate it, the Chargers may not have either their starting center, Rich Ornberger, or their starting right guard, Johnny Trautman. Both have missed all practices this week with back injuries coming out of the Seattle victory. On top of that, no heavy-duty running back, Ryan Matthews. The weather is going to be windy. Very windy, with rain and warm in Buffalo on Sunday. Elsewhere, NFL, 2 more corporate sponsors go public against the National Football League. PepsiCo becomes the second big corporate sponsor to send a letter to the NFL saying they are disturbed about the repugnant behavior of the National Football League. PepsiCo now says there is a cloud over the integrity of the NFL. Then last night, Verizon's CEO sent a letter. Verizon, which spends $250 million in advertising with the NFL, demanding the league begin an education program with players for right versus wrong decisions. A lot of other people got a lot of things to say after all the controversy this week. Giants quarterback Eli Manning tells the media, NFL players and teammates should not accept the bad behavior we have seen in the last couple of weeks in the league. In Phoenix, the Arizona police report on suspended running back Jonathan Dwyer. He headbutted his wife, breaking her nose, threw a shoe at their infant child, and then the next morning punched his wife in the face and threatened to kill himself with a knife and commit suicide. Dwyer is having evidently bipolar breakdown problems. Not everybody's against Roger Goodell. Outspoken New York Jets quarterback, former Eagle Michael Vick, says he supports the commissioner, saying he's doing the best he can in the face of the adversity with players that are making bad decisions. San Francisco 49er Hall of Famer Jerry Rice has gone public speaking out against the organization. He says the Niners should remove defensive tackle Ray McDonald from the team till his court case is over. And there's outrage in Carolina with the decision to remove a defensive end Greg Hardy from the team and yet pay him until his domestic abuse trial goes to court in November. Hardy's going to collect $7 million between now and the opening of the trial. On the field, big criticism in Oakland over the operation of the Raiders organization. Not only is Coach Dennis Allen in trouble, now heavy-duty criticism of general manager Reggie McKenzie for wasting $69 million in free agent money. Arizona Cardinal quarterback Carson Palmer, unable to practice, bruised nerve at the top of his right shoulder, is not healed. He could be out indefinitely. Big weekend NFL games, Denver-Seattle, the Super Bowl teams meet each other on Sunday. Eagles-Redskins go at it. Philadelphia, DeSean Jackson goes against his former team. And Green Bay-Detroit, what a matchup of NFC-throwing quarterbacks Aaron Rodgers versus Matthew Stafford. College football, San Diego State on the road. They play at Oregon State. The Aztecs will face high-powered, likely first-round draft pick quarterback Sean Mannion. The other big game is also on the West Coast. Oregon takes its unbeaten record with their star quarterback Marcus Mariota into Washington State to play a Cougars team. Connor Holiday leads the country in passing. The Cougar quarterback threw 6 touchdowns last week. Basketball note, Sacramento Kings have signed L.A. Clippers veteran backup center Ryan Hollins. In hockey, the L.A. Kings and Anaheim Ducks both open preseason camps on the ice today. The Kings return their entire roster intact after winning the Stanley Cup. The Ducks will find out what life will be after Timo Solani and Saku Koivu. Chicago opens its camp with veteran center Brad Richards joining the team on the ice for the first time. St. Louis welcomes big money center iceman Paul Stastny of Colorado. Colorado's surprise team last season adds Jerome Iginla, the former 50-goal scorer, to their roster. And Ottawa begins life after the high-scoring captain and center Jason Spezza, who was traded. Auto racing, NASCAR New Hampshire 400, second race in the million-dollar chase for the championship on Sunday. Formula One runs at the Singapore Grand Prix. And an amazing story out of Paris, F1 CEO Bernie Ecclestone says 4 small teams are in trouble and may have to fold. He wants to run just 8 teams next season in Formula One. And soccer, MLS, say it may fold and suspend the operation of the Chivas USA team, put it up for sale, find a new location for it. Might San Diego be the place landing spot? That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.